Hey.
Second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, all the features there. At freetalklive.com, they're on the house. Joining us tonight here in studio, Marcus, by the way, lurking in the background. You can see him if you're watching the webcam. But he has thankfully and gracefully given up his microphone here so we can have two people on as guests this evening. Pete Ayer is with us, as well as Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. Now, you guys have not yet launched the Liberty on Tour. The plan behind Liberty on Tour is what?
And we're going to go to 13 cities in 13 weeks. We're going to get embedded with the local activists, create some videos, do some activism, learn from them, share things from them, have meetups in every city. You know, we'll do some conferences, things like that, some media. But essentially, just try to grow the activism scene, the pro-freedom activism scene, to work around the political system and advance a voluntary society.
Yeah, essentially we'll do like man on the street interviews, local news stories, historical events that have happened in such areas. And Jason Talley was kind enough to donate a Uncle Sam costume that I'll have on the road with us. So there might be some good videos to come of that as well. So a mix of everything, and kind of leaving it open to the free creative mind that happens while we're out and about in each city.
Now, hopefully you'll be able to start this thing on time, as you'd hope to, the beginning of August. Because now you've got to deal with a court situation in Massachusetts. As we were telling our listeners last hour in detail, you guys went down to a little town called Greenfield. I just looked it up during the break. Only 18,000 people. That's even smaller than here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we are currently with 25,000. So even fewer people there. You went down there to rescue a couple of activists from jail by bailing them out, but you never actually got to bail them out, at least not when you initially arrived, because they decided they didn't like the fact you brought cameras into the to video the whole thing. They arrested you for that and then held you in jail overnight. You weren't even really sure what you were arrested for at that point. You were held in inhumane conditions without any kind of anything to sleep on, you didn't even have socks
blankets,
on. It was
cold,
no blankets. And so it was just awful.
Tormented by a guy in dispatch who was calling us rodents and things.
And since you were in the police station for the night, not the jail, I don't imagine you got any food either, right?
No, it wasn't. I mean, actually, myself is on a hunger strike when I go into jails for these things. I'm done punishing taxpayers for things that they didn't do to me. These men did this, and they can answer for why I'd be in an ill state if they'd so wish to deprive me of food for so long. And by depriving me, I'm not taking theirs. They need to let me out. And so I was. They didn't offer until the early morning, but I wasn't accepting anyways.
They did offer you food
early in the morning. I mean, after we had been in jail for probably 10 hours.
At about 5 a.m., someone came in and said, "Would you guys like breakfast?" And we both said no. And then later, when we got transported to the court, they offered us lunch, and again, we refused.
But one guy did give us water out of his personal lunch, right, and that was very kind of him.
The guys at the jail, or
yes,
at the courthouse.
So you encountered a variety of bureaucrats, some more open than others. One in particular, particularly jerk guy. You called him 120. That was allegedly his badge number.
Yes.
He didn't give you any other identifying information, and this guy was just harassing you and being a total jerk. Yes. Let's pick up the story, though, at court. You've been taken, held in this jail, this prison cell overnight. And then they dragged you into court the next morning for an arraignment. That's when you found out you were actually looking at felony wiretapping charges and what else?
Well, actually, when I was kicking the door the night before, when I was in too long, he had told us, I said, "We're here for trespassing. I should be out of here." And he's like, "Well, you got felony charges now." And then we didn't know what was up. But that wasn't until like midnight.
He actually called Adam a loser for having felony charges.
Yeah.
Or for being a felon, right?
Yeah, that was in the morning on the way. Yeah, he called me the scum of the – I'm a two-time felon, scum of the earth, who will be in a system the rest of my life or whatever. But, yeah, so essentially with the felony charges, so when we get there, we find out that I'm charged with wiretapping and a felony wiretapping and resisting arrest, and then Peach charges.
I have the same. I have resisting arrest and felony wiretapping, and we both have trespassing, I think, still. And then I also have manipulating a VIN number for the RV, and also a felony ammo/firearms charge, because you know, before I left, before we left the Shire, I knew, you know, we're heading into enemy countries, enemy territory. So I thought I left everything I had on the RV that was like firearms, ammo related, but I neglected to leave, I think, some ammo. It's alleged.
Well, no, aren't they presuming that it's yours?
Yeah, I mean, it's alleged. I haven't seen it. It hasn't been inventoried that I've seen. But so we'll see what happens with that. But the manipulating the VIN number was interesting because, like we said, we weren't even anywhere around the RV when we were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have seen, hey, there's a New Hampshire place. This vehicle wasn't here before. Ran it. Saw it. Had the same address.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think he's seen us going to the RV. They were telling us from the minute we left the jail the first time.
So they said that when they tried to look into the RV, the VIN number on the dash was manipulated. So then that therefore gave them the right to access and thoroughly trash the RV. And you know, but the thing is, we had the curtains closed in the RV. You could not even see the VIN number on the dash.
So that means they took your key and they went into the RV and looked around.
Well, when they're still trying to determine if it was or wasn't our RV, that's when 120 said that comment to me I was referring to before the break. And that's he said, well, if you don't tell us if it's your RV or not, or if you give us the keys, we're going to break the window. And I said, you're going to break the window to somebody's home? And I said, what if I came to your house and broke the window and broke into your home? And he said, I'd effing kill you. Mm. And I said, really? And I'm like, but you're ordering other people to do that to somebody else's, because we're not still talking about who's is or isn't or who I am or aren't. And I said, but you're authorizing other people to break in to someone else's home. You know, you have this.
Well, it's not breaking in when we do it.
Sure. He's got, you know, the badge.
Exactly. So we each got like attorneys appointed for our bail hearing today. And initially there were floating figures of like $2,500. But then earlier today, it got knocked down to maybe like 500, they were saying. But then right before we went in, the guy who drew the straw to represent me, you know, he said, hey, they're willing to let you walk today if you agree, if you sign this and agree not to carry firearms with you until this case is over. And I said, well, I want to have the right to defend myself. I don't want to give up the tools that can maybe make that happen. And I said, I'm not willing to say I'm not going to carry a firearm. I carry a firearm when I can open carry in as many states as I go to. And so he's like, well, I don't know. So I was like, well, I mean, if you can constrain it to Massachusetts where I, you know, per the legislation there, I can't carry because they have really restrictive firearm laws. I said, you know, that's something I can do. So that's essentially my agreement, is that I can't carry or possess firearms in Massachusetts until this is ended.
Which shouldn't be a big deal because you're not
exactly
going there.
Exactly.
And he couldn't carry a firearm there before because you have to have
a
permit.
Right, so nothing big for me.
And so you actually successfully negotiated that change.
Sure.
To the conditions.
So, yeah, we both got out, you know, on our word, and we have...
Even though there was a lot of support, and Allison Gibbs also stepped up after we were arrested again. I haven't been online yet because we pretty much came here, ate dinner, and mm-hmm. came on the air, but... I hear that there's a lot of support, and she had up a good effort to get us out. And Antigone, Darling, and Lance had come down to show support while we were in court.
Yeah. So that and the activists, you know, they come together when this stuff happens.
Yeah.
And you guys know this because it happened to you when you were arrested in Mississippi. Activists from around the country, they gathered together. They got the funds together to help you all out.
Exactly, and that's why we were coming to Rich's Aid. I mean, people had done it for us, and, you know, we weren't going down there to make a stance on filming in jails.
Not in Massachusetts.
No, I mean, it would be silly to do that, but I guess that's essentially what we did. But, yeah, we're just going to worry about a friend, fellow activist, and, you know, try to return the support that others have given us.
So, yeah, so today after we finally got out, we were able to go, after we bounced around a couple of places, and get Rich bailed out. So he's now back in Keene. He's mm-hmm. out of a cage. So we can say that we were successful in that venture, but now we're...
Unfortunately, Capuzzo, one of the other activists, is still in. He was on he's probably going to be in for a while on a VOP, violation of probation, having been out from state prison before. This is likely going to put him back.
Yeah, by the time we had left New Hampshire, he had a lower bail amount, and then by the time we got to Massachusetts, his was at $5,000, and it was, you know, probably because of his status. And he'll probably be sent back here to serve that time.
Right. But the third person that was with them when they were arrested is also out now. So
the trial's coming up, right? Early August?
Yeah, mine's actually July 29th, which just so happens to be my birthday.
And mine's on August 2nd.
And actually, they're not trials. They're just preliminaries. And, you know what I mean? We'll see.
Well, wait. So like a probable cause hearing or something?
No, just like...
preliminary.
From what I understand is us and the lawyers will get together and see if there's enough stuff to go to court if they want to drop this, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds like a probable cause hearing. I mean, not that I'm a legal expert or anything like that, but we'll come back. You guys just stay one more second?
Sure.
All right. One more here with Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com. Enough time for your calls. If you've got a question for him, maybe there's something we left out, something you want to get clarified, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features there for free. And those features include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the site. There's an entire week on the front page, and then you can click into the archive section of the podcast and go back for years, all for free over at freetalklive.com. By the way, the Free Talk Live call-in lines are brought to you by SACL CAI, and if you'd like to pay higher prices for goods and services, well, guess what? You do every time somebody doesn't pay their bills, and it's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you, the customer. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the gentleman from formerly of Motorhome Diaries, libertyontour.com is their new website. They've got brand new license plates on MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and their website, again, libertyontour.com, getting ready to kick off the tour where they'll be driving around through 13 cities over a period of, what was it, 3 months?
13 weeks. Yep, 3 months.
Yeah. If you're interested in learning more, we made a slick video on YouTube with the help of the folks over at the Obscure Truth Network. Just youtube.com/libertyontour.
Yeah, and that you guys are actually raising money right now for advertiser sponsorships on MARV. And so I think Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network are going to get involved in that, freekeen.com as well. We were on MARV before, and we will be on it again. So happy to be behind you guys on that. Now, you just got out of jail today after having been held overnight in inhumane, cold conditions, just awful treatment on the part of some of these jailers. And there was one in particular, 120. I wanted to come back to him real quick because you said there was something that he said, and I don't think we got to this, the most outrageous comment.
No, we did.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Where he said he'd effing kill me.
Oh, that okay, so that was it. I just wanted to make sure we didn't gloss over that
one. No, we didn't, yeah. It was quite shocking, because I was like, you're supposed to be the you know, authority, the man with the gun, or whatever. I mean, it's all hogwash.
Greenfield's finest.
Right. Yeah, right. Not so much.
Yeah, but just to reiterate the messages, Adam and I kept communicating the whole time we were in their custody. Like, the night before, we were asking him and everybody else to think about their actions and they're individually responsible. They can't, like, you know, pass the buck to somebody else. And Adam, you know, said, hey, I want you to think about this when you go home tonight, and da-da-da-da. And so then today, when we were brought to the courthouse, and the guy, when we started engaging him in conversation, just blasted the volume so he wouldn't have to hear us. So I'm like yelling over the volume, like, you know, like, you can try to ignore this, but you know deep down that, you know, what you're doing is wrong and is violating our rights. And, you know, I want you to think about this. So anyway, so we're walking into the courthouse, and 120's like, or we like, Adam asked him how if he thought about it, and 120's like, no.
Well, that's what I asked him, because the guy that took us to jail was speeding.
Yeah.
And they didn't buckle our seatbelt.
Yeah, he was going 40 and a 20, so we call him out.
Yeah, so I get out of the car and said, oh, three officers. I said, will you guys ticket this guy? He was speeding on the way to jail, yeah. And I'm not able to put my seatbelt on, and he didn't put mine on. I think that's two fines there and then the speeding. But then Pete asked
I said, you know, did you have a good night? Were you able to think about it? He said, I did have a good night. I went to sleep in my bed, and it was great. And I said, like, how was that bed paid for, you know, for money stolen from taxpayers? And so we just went on and on, like, the whole time.
From the minute that we were arrested to the minute they finally cut us loose, it was just, you know, think about this. These are your actions. You should be held accountable, et cetera, et cetera. I mean,
we covered a lot of what happened tonight, but we'll have a thorough text overview and a short video and some other things up tomorrow on coplock.org.
It's a shame, though, you're not going to have much video because they took all your cameras, they took your cell phones.
That's right.
I mean, you can't even make a phone call now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not going to get these back, they say, until the completion of our trial, which we all know the justice system is as timely as what.
So it could be bittersweet. We have been talking about maybe upgrading our gear. So we'll see what happens.
Right. So, check out coplock.org. We'll have a more complete story and then more details and maybe a way that we have to get back on functioning here, right?
Yeah, and to everybody who called and who donated, like, thanks so much. Much love. We'll probably be in communication and try to figure out how to get your money back or if there's another way we can use it maybe to advance the free society. So, yeah.
All right, tell you what, we're going to go to the phones here. Somebody's got a question for you guys, I think. Jason is in Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Pete and Adam.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason, and I want to know if you guys are going to take the Mark Stevens approach to the trial or just you're going to fight this on First Amendment grounds.
It's a good question. I currently don't have a lawyer retained. I chose to either represent myself or hire counsel at a later date, so I'm kind of hoping that some liberty-friendly lawyers in mass step up. We've already had, as we said, Lance Weber from New Hampshire come down. Adam's lawyer, who he happened to have today during his bail hearing, happened to be a libertarian, and he's pretty supportive. So there may be an angle that way that I can get some advice at least, but we'll see.
Right. There's also the ACLU that is looking into tackling a lot of these wiretapping laws throughout the states as they violate the Constitution, and so that's an option that I'm also looking at, looking into for Pete and I, as well as combating those charges.
Yeah, and Jason, if you or anybody else has recommendations on, you know, how we should maybe approach this, or people in the area we should contact, if you can let us know at libertyontour@gmail.com, that'd be much appreciated.
Anything else, Jason?
No, I just wanted to give you guys my support. Good
Very
luck.
Good. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Amber in California. Amber, you're on with Pete and Adam.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
What up, Amber?
Amber.
Hey,
Amber.
Yeah.
Hey, glad you guys made it out nicely.
Appreciate it.
I'm calling. I just want to say I appreciate you guys, and I really dig that the demeanor that you guys have about being arrested or incidences that happen. You learn a lot. You give information to the police officers that arrest you and the people you meet, and you try to, like, bring up to them the moral ideals that they should be abiding by. I really, really appreciate that. And I want to say, keep up the good work,
sucker. Well, thanks a bunch. I mean,
really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Pete and I put our own little spin on everything, but I know for myself, and I think Pete would agree that, you know, we've learned this from the folks that are out there,
right,
you know, that have been around a while, and, you know, Sam and with the story that Ian was giving before, and even himself, you know, have, or what I take my inspiration from, and, you know, hopefully people find something that they can learn and create on and build off of as well.
Yeah, I hope so. And I know that a lot of people are probably looking up to you guys and looking at you as an example, I mean, something to learn from,
yeah,
and emulate.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And the only thing I would say, you know, like that keeps me on the straight and narrow is just say, look, these guys don't have extra rights because they have a badge. They're going to try to intimidate you. They're going to try to throw you around, do whatever. But they have no extra rights. They're strangers. Why would you give a stranger your private information? Why would you let a stranger manhandle you? You wouldn't. So, you know, look at it in that framework. But at the same time, they're individuals, and they have minds, and they can think for themselves if they hopefully get off this status paradigm.
So that's why Sam and I and some other folks around here formed the Police Hugging Squad to keep our minds in the mindset of love and forgiveness and peace as opposed to anger. Because when you're faced with somebody like a 120, it can be very easy to get angry at these people. And especially when they're doing the things that they're doing to you, it can be very easy to fall into that kind of trap of being angry at them. And when you respond to them with love, as we were talking earlier this week, about the former KKK Grand Dragon who was trying to harass a black church, and the pastor of the church just kept responding with love. He just kept expressing love to this guy, and it cracked through him, and he changed. He left the KKK, and yeah, he became an honorary pastor in that very same church that he at one time attempted to burn down. I mean, it's an incredible story of forgiveness, and it works. Anyway, guys, thanks for coming on
the
show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Ian, and thanks everybody for supporting us.
LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water.
dewatering your whole house. Package 2, the whole home air package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. If you can take control of the airwaves, just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. And did you know that Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? You can support the ideas of freedom every time you buy some of his unique swag. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream of. You can see his designs at lclreport.com and join his fan group on Facebook, lclreport.com, which is a good place to go, by the way, if you're looking for footage of the recent Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think Taryn Lupo was first to the internet with some coverage of the events that transpired there. So head on over to lclreport.com to get more about that. 800-259-9231 allows you to dial in and bring up anything. As usual, we have things to talk about tonight, but we've got people to talk to that in this case is far more interesting than whatever the news might have been. Tonight, also joining us, Jason Talley has been waiting in the wings patiently. Originally, you were going to join us at the top of the show, but that was before our friends were arrested and put in a jail cell overnight, Adam and Pete. They have stepped away, and now you are joining us. Mark, back on the second mic.
Here I am.
And Jason, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's great to be here. And, I was really interested in hearing the story about the Pete and Adam, so I know your listeners were also, so it's great to hear from them. And speaking of Taryn Lupo, he just donated a camera that can quick to CD Evolution. We're going to turn that right over to Pete and Adam because we would like to see more live video. Their cameras were confiscated by the police, but if they had quick, they could get this thing out immediately, and it would have immediately gone viral. So
QIK.com, it's a website that you can, if you've got a smartphone, you can visit this site, you can download the software to your phone, install it, it's free. Then with literally a push or two or three buttons, you've got live video streaming from your phone to the internet.
Right, as opposed to letting the cops confiscate your cameras and then they can delete the footage like they did for the three of us with Motorhome Diaries in Mississippi. But also, I mean, all their gear was taken. The, you know, they're a documentary film crew without cameras now because the police in Massachusetts took it from them. So if you go to copblock.org, I'm sure they would appreciate some donations to get them some gear, maybe even better than what was seized.
Yeah, that would be great. Copblock.org. Now, CD Evolution, so you're the executive director of the CD Evolution Fund, CD standing for Civil Disobedience. Essentially, the purpose of the CD Evolution Fund, as I understand it, being one of the board members, is to support those who are out there engaging in this sort of disobedient slash non-cooperative activism, like the guys from Liberty on Tour, like Adam and Pete. So where are the lines drawn, however? I think some people might have been asking questions. Like, as all of this was going down over the last few days, why is it, for instance, initially it was a couple of activists from Keene that were arrested, mm-hmm. not while doing activism. They were just arrested perchance because they were pulled over as they were driving through Massachusetts. So it was really more of like a mistaken thing. It wasn't an intended civil disobedience or anything like that from what I understand of it. So the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund did not disperse funds to, for instance, bail those folks out of jail. Do you want to explain that as to what was going on there?
Well, I mean, my role as the executive director is to fulfill the duties that the board of directors decides. Mark, Jason Osborne, Brian Travis, Sam Dodson are on the board of directors. And you guys decide how to, I mean, because donors entrust us with spending their money on activism and those that commit civil disobedience. And so we have to be judicious about that. A lot of time, actually, I don't think we've ever spent money outside of New Hampshire. I think that's our focus.
You know, and another thing is it isn't meant to be a fund to help our friends get out of jail. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that Rich Paul is our friend. I mean, he's a good guy and he's doing good work. But, you know, this didn't smack of civil disobedience to me. So,
right.
I hope for all the best, and I hope that CD Evolution Fund can do stuff to help people in those situations.
Right. Even if Rich Paul had gone down to Massachusetts for the purpose of doing civil disobedience, I can't say that I would have supported getting behind him because I'm not interested in changing Massachusetts. I'm interested in changing this particular political designation, this area that we know of as New Hampshire. This is where the activists are coming. This is where the future of freedom, in my opinion, is going to happen. And so with a limited amount of funds, and CD Evolution's funds are pretty limited at this point. It's a new organization. It's only been around just over a year. We brought you on board just a few months ago, and you've really kicked things into gear, and you've done a great job so far. The website's been updated. You've been blogging over there, cdevolution.org, if you haven't been, to take a look. But we've got to be we've got to be choosy about who we support. And there was a recent instance that was even more difficult for the board, a decision for the board to make, and that was George Donnelly down in Philadelphia, where he was arrested at the federal courthouse, again, for videotaping, as Pete and Adam were arrested in Massachusetts for videotaping. But he was arrested for using a video camera in a public place. He was outside of the federal courthouse. They claimed he assaulted a cop, which, of course, is absolute nonsense. The guy's a peaceful guy, and he was videotaping. So
yeah, if it's really that big of an issue, why not return the video camera so that we can see? I'll see that the cop was assaulted, right? Like that is the proof. You've got two pieces of evidence here that the court's going to look at: what the cop says and a video camera. What do you bet the video on the video camera never surfaces? Mm-hmm. Like it's gone.
So he was arrested, and now he's looking at he's on house arrest. He's stuck there. He was planning on moving to New Hampshire just a few days after he ended up being arrested. Now he can't leave because he's dealing with this federal court situation. It's an awful scenario. And I like George. He's a good guy. He's a free state. I don't know if he's a member of the Free State Project, but he's definitely going to move to New Hampshire. And so, I mean, I would like to help the guy, but it's not in New Hampshire. And that was a really tough choice to make.
Yeah, sure was. Sometimes I, second guess myself about that decision, but I saw him at Porkfest, and I'm told that he's going to be in New Hampshire in August. He's going to be a neighbor of mine in Grafton, yes.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that he could leave. I wonder how that's going to work. Was he have to ask permission to leave Philadelphia or something like that?
I believe they reduced his charges. And
really?
Right.
See, I haven't heard much since the original incident went down. I know that he's not able to really speak publicly about it, so that's probably why. Anyway, so there's a couple of examples of some situations, and of course the Pete and Adam as well. You know, we we didn't disperse any funds for them either. And it's not because I don't like them. I love them. I think they're great guys. But we've got to focus our activism here in New Hampshire. And that's why when I hear that that Adam, for instance, is talking about going down to focus on this one cop down there, I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know if that one cop is worth it. I mean, okay, so if you manage to get involved in this cop's life and bother him or maybe even change his mind, is that really going to make a difference in the scheme of things?
Right. But regardless of what CD Evolution does, I mean, people will step up. We saw the Ladies of Liberty Alliance step up with their own chip-in account.
Yeah.
And so,
you did do something. Like, CD Evolution didn't help with money, but you did actually put the information out there.
Right, and that's another important, a crucial role for CD Evolution, something that I think we can do better and better as a freedom movement, as a peace movement, is share information. We're going to launch, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is going to launch a wiki called Disopedia, where we can have people access these things, and as they learn information, they can put it on this page. And so, we want more bloggers. If you want to volunteer for CD Evolution, you can email me at cdevolution.org. There's a lot more we can do, and every time we have scenarios where our peaceful friends are in jail, we're going to get better and better at it.
Maybe eventually there needs to be a separate organization that sets up an insurance policy for people that are going to leave New Hampshire. If you're going to leave the protection, the safety of the Shire, then you can buy an insurance policy. If you get arrested while you're out, then Liberty Insurance will pay your bail money or something like that.
Just, I don't know if it's been mentioned enough times, but CD Evolution Fund stands for Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, we support the good people who break bad laws.
Because that's what good people do, is break bad laws. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you had a question for Jason Talley, he's with us, executive director of cdevolution.org. The website is a lot better looking than it was a year ago. The mission, I think, has really been nailed down, and you've got the experience that's necessary to run this organization, so I'm glad you're on board. You're just going to stick with us, right, for the rest of the show tonight?
Until the end.
All right, so again, we can talk to you about anything. So dial in, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see the ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And ladies, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Jason's here with us from CDEvolution.org. Actually, we're all from CDEvolution.org because Mark and myself are two-fifths of the board. Jason is the executive director. CD Evolution stands for the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And I feel like we kind of started out maybe on the wrong foot with this conversation because we were talking about what CD Evolution didn't do. We didn't support this and we didn't support that, and here's why. What are some of the things that CDEvolution.org has supported?
Well, right now our big thing is Sovereign Curtis's case. He was pinched in a Nashua 420 celebration for allegedly handing a marijuana cigarette to an undercover cop. And so people are chipping in for his legal defense. And so he's going to try to fight this as much as possible. And so he's another good person that's trying to break bad laws, and we're here to support him.
Now, one of the things you mentioned, the chip-in, one of the things that we were talking about just during the break, because CD Evolution, as I said, is a relatively new organization, and we're still trying to figure things out to some extent. Mark, you had suggested maybe having chip-ins, because we talked about how CD Evolution focuses on New Hampshire. We want to make sure that New Hampshire is the freest place possible. It's an organization based in New Hampshire. It's intended to support the civil disobedient activists in New Hampshire. But if one of them, or two of them in the case of Adam and Pete, goes down to Massachusetts for some reason, and they get busted doing some civil disobedience, as they were. They were video recording in a public area. Apparently that's disobedience because the bureaucrats didn't like it. Then normally the fund wouldn't support them with the general, like money from the general fund. But you had talked about, Mark, maybe if we wanted setting up like a chip-in specifically to help out people in a situation like that, that way if people wanted to, they could send money to that.
Well, I at this point it hasn't been discussed by the board, so it's probably not something we should trot out on air. But what I was essentially saying is that Jason, in that sense, as the executive director, is free. It would seem to me that, that something he would be able to do is designate an earmark and, you know, sort of do fundraising and, you know, like a telethon kind of situation, updating people of what's going on. Because people, when something's going on, for instance, like the arrest that went on last night, people want information. They want it real time. They want as much as they can get.
Mm-hmm. And I kept reloading the page on Facebook. I was on Pete and Adam's Facebook profiles, and people were posting what was going on there. So that was a good way to get info. And, of course, cdevolution.org, maybe I should have gone there instead.
Right, but if cdevolution.org, if they had proper, if they could be properly branded as the hub
the
for that kind
place.
Of in, yeah, that yeah. kind of information, then you know, in the process, they can fundraise for those people and you know, make a difference, as long as it's done, to me, as long as it's done separately and not done through the general fund.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we want to do. We are evolving. We, you know, as more people get arrested, we want to support them. Somebody needs to do it, and that's why, you know, when you guys asked me to take the job, I accepted. You know, I want to support the good people that break bad laws, and I know there's a lot of other people out there too. That's why we get so much support. We got fantastic support at Porkfest.
Almost $1,100 raised at the event that was really come up with fairly quickly in advance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Michelle Seven put together this thing where we had Sam from ObscureTruth.com, we had Big Mike, also Lauren Canario, and as well as Curtis, sort of four of the people that have been aggressed against recently in New Hampshire over time in New Hampshire by the government bureaucrats. They were there, and we kind of held them in a jail, which was really a nice plush jail. They got to smoke and drink and things like that.
Yeah, right.
But the idea was that they were in jail, and so we were trying to fundraise to get them out. And I didn't know what to expect out of it. I figured, yeah, there's only going to be a few dozen people that are going to come by. Yeah, there's probably not going to be that much money involved here. But it turned out to be well over $1,000 raised.
It was great.
What, 3 hours?
It was 3 hours. Yeah. It started after an activism panel, which so there were several people that were we were going to put in the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund cage in front of Michelle Seven's cabin. And so we had so-called officers that dragged them. And, of course, Lauren Canario goes limp. And so we had to, like, drag her.
Didn't Brad Jardis come in to play a role of a cop?
Oh, that's right. Brad Jardis,
who was
a former cop, now a voluntarist, thanks to Free Talk Live, puts, like, his knee on the back of Curtis's neck. So he really got into it. But
it's a little flashback for
right. It was a great time. People came out with signs to support the activists, and plenty of video and plenty of donations. And I should give a shout out to St. Anna's Lost Biscuit, George's Famous Baklava, Valentine's Soap, and a lot of other sponsors that helped us with the raffle.
A lot of these folks have come together and have donated percentages of profits towards CD Evolution.
Right. Yeah. So if you do any business with them, a lot of times we're still getting donations from them. So we really appreciate everybody's support, and we could use more because civil disobedience is not going to stop. And so the more money that the fund has, the more money that we can support these good people.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So what else do we need to cover here before we go on? Just open the phones and
– Let's open them up.
Oh, open up the phones. Sorry. Fair enough. Jason Talley's going to hang out with us here for the remainder of the show. CDEvolution.org. If you've got a question in relation to that, you're certainly welcome to bring that up too. Let's go first, though, to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening there, guys.
Hey, Scott.
First of all, Ian, I want to give thanks to you of a year back of finally, man, I can't believe you saying forgiveness and love there, brother.
You can't believe that. I talk about that stuff all the time.
Me. Well, a year back, I didn't
where did I go?
Feel that or receive that. But anyways, I got another one for you. To humble myself. So, but the reason I'm calling in tonight, guys, is this past week, maybe Mark has more knowledge on this, or maybe Jason. It was in our Congress that they said they were going to have a kill bill of signing.
It's not my Congress. I just like
shutting
to
down
out.
The internet.
A kill, yeah, the an internet kill
and,
switch.
I just wanted to ask you guys if this gets in, does pass. I don't know if it did or it's up to vote on. How are you guys going to get your word out if the internet is shut down?
You know, it's the scariest bill I've seen since we've been on the air, and it's my understanding that it passed the House. That's my understanding. You know, you need to research this on your own. But it's crazy stuff. I was kind of thinking about it, though. Imagine, Scott, imagine what it would be like in America if Barack Obama decided to knock the internet off for 3 days.
It would be a terrorist attack. I mean, that alone, the idea behind this was that, well, if a terrorist attack, we need to be able to shut down the internet for some reason. I don't know.
Right, because the terrorists will get us through the internet.
Right, whatever the so-called terrorists will do, blowing something up or attacking a website, I don't even know what their suggestion was, but whatever the terrorists could do would not be near as devastating as shutting down the internet for however long.
Right. There's people's businesses that count on this. I mean, most people's businesses will be crippled, if not completely shut down, if the internet is shut down.
Absolutely. The economic, the financial system, credit card transactions, inventories, business-to-business links, private networks, things like
telephone,
that.
There's whole telephone systems. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, everything will be in incredibly damaged shape after that, and it would be just tremendous economic downfall.
You might actually see the real live revolution if they did that, Scott.
But,
I totally agree with you guys. Great knowledge. I also wanted to say that I heard earlier on GCN that they said they sold like 18 million guns this last year.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid that Barack Obama's going to be the guy to take the guns.
Yeah, so, well, hey, God bless you guys, and keep up the good
work.
Thanks,
John.
Keep on preaching that word of forgiveness and love.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Jason, you were trying to get in there with some thoughts.
Right. The caller asked, you know, how do we get the word out? I mean, we do have some redundancies in New Hampshire. We have Pork 411, so that relies on telephones as opposed to just
the internet. It relies on Asterisk, which is an internet-based phone system.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah. They shut down the internet. Our movement's screwed. I mean, the Liberty Movement today exists because of the internet.
It might very well be that the government is can you imagine people's reaction? I can't imagine.
No, I don't.
If it was 9/11, how long would America allow the internet to be shut down?
It seems unbelievable to me that something like that could even happen, and I don't know how they would do it. I'm not a maybe one of our like technical gurus can call in and explain this, because I mean, we are talking about the government here, right? So the government can't really do much very well, and so if they're touting that they can shut down the internet, what does it really mean? Like, what is it? How is it that they could do anything from Washington, D.C. that is going to affect a worldwide network? I mean, not all the trunks and the backbones and things like that are running through Washington, D.C., so they'd have to have the essentially complicity of all of the internet, like top-level internet operators would have to go along with the plan. What if they just said no? Then what? It seems like it would be a very interesting situation, one I hope we don't have to face. Hour 3 is coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.